Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, now on Sirius XM Radio, and Audible. We are distributed by none other than the amazing, incredible Sony Music Entertainment. We're also with Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, and those badass mofos down at 5050 Global Music Inc. Shout out to Quest Cross, Quizzle Starks. We also manage the following bands and artists from around the world: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Dawn Marlowe, High Priestess, Cleaver from Chile, that's progressive rock, check them out. Band of Family, hard rock, out of Bakersfield, California, check them out. Wicked Star, hard rock metal, out of LA, Los Angeles, check them out. Wicked Star, WIKKIDSTARR. Also, we have China Myers, author from Pennsylvania, who'll be calling here in a moment. She's one of our co-hosts from Pennsylvania. We also have Hollywood Nightmare. Check them out, especially on Spotify. They have a huge following and get listened to a lot every month. So they're one of the big up-and-comers. And, of course, Freak Show from San Diego. Check those guys out. Oh, my God, amazing. Now they have a female lead singer. Incredible music. Go check them out. Freak Show. Makes sense that I would manage such a band. Anyway, we also have Berserk. Again, another band that check them out. Dwayne Phelps, we love you. You guys are fucking amazing. Go see them in concert. They're just fucking badass. They're kind of like Prophets of Rage, or like they're a lot of. They remind me of a few different bands. Body Count. They remind me a lot of like Body Count with Ice-T. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. So check them out. Really fucking amazing. And then of course we have actor, producer, and now radio show host, Derek Webb from New Hampshire. And he is also one of our co-hosts. He'll be calling in shortly. And then check him out. He's in a new movie called Halloween Slasher. He was just in the recent movie that just got released, Halloween Kills, the saga of Michael Myers. And the original Judith Myers was in there too. Sandy Johnson shout out. So a lot of great things happening for Derek Webb. Go check him out. He's just a big up and comer, and he's got a lot of movies in the works, especially with James Balsamo. What's up? We got Thomas the Red. You saw him. He was fucking hilarious.
His costume is pretty hilarious.
Oh my God, dude. He comes out. He's the Viking comedian. So check him out. Thomas the Red. If you'd like to book him, hit me up. Get Real Global Artist Management. And check us out. All of our artists, we're going to be doing big features on each artist, and including the High Priestess here, on our Facebook page, as well as website and other things like that. So lots of things to come. But check out Thomas the Red. He's fucking hilarious. Check out one of the videos I tagged him in. From our recent concert we did Saturday, March 9th at the Universal Bar and Grill. Again, shout out to Craig Beer owner. That was a fucking great show. You guys were amazing that night. Because the fairy princess as usual.
Like, and a jackass.
Dude, who gives a fuck? That's the whole point. Wait for it, because I have two cover bands that I'm in the works on creating. One is called Granny's Got a Gun.
Oh, great. Perfect for me.
Exactly. So if you want to join, we're good. It's more females, the better, the whatever. I'm putting it together right now.
Are you looking for drums?
Yeah.
Percussion?
Well, I have a drummer. I do need other things. So, you know.
Well, what kind of other things?
We'll talk. Anyway.
Okay.
But Granny's Got a Gun, and all the songs are gun-themed, bullet-themed, killing, right. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be badass. Like Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
And some other really great ones. Like, oh, I'm going to do Love Gun by Kiss.
Right.
He's talking about his dick.
Yeah,
somebody come out with a strap-on. That one's going to be fun.
Well.
I'm going to come out and be like, just call us Triple G. Like a bra size. And we're literally going to have a Triple G bra. It's going to be badass.
Would that fit around everyone?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, is this China Myers? Hold on. Is this Derek Webb?
I think so.
Hold on. I'm trying to merge the calls here. How do I merge this? Sam, I need help. Try to merge. Damn, I got her on hold. I'm trying to merge this. Oh, shit. Well, there goes China. Hold on. What did she call it? I'm trying to merge.
No.
Oh, here we go. Merge.
But not marriage.
You got them all?
Did I merge? Are you there?
It's a purge or
I'm here now.
Aha! Rock on! Okay, I got you both. You're in my grasp.
Yay!
So we're talking. Here I was talking about Granny's Got a Gun. And so I have a bass player and I have a guitarist. I mean, no, a bass player and a drummer. So I just need the guitarist.
You need a singer.
I need a guitarist. And I'm a singer, but I need a co-singer. So if you want to be a co-singer, let's do this.
Well, we can talk about
it. Dude, it's going to be fucking fun. And then I have another one that I'm working on called Beelzebub's Bitch.
Well, that'd be me.
All songs are about Satan or hell. Highway to Hell, Running with the Devil, you know, that kind of shit. It's going to be all that. It's going to be fun. And it'll come out with a full costume with a tail and horns. It's all about having fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about having fun. Also, check out Voe Kills. He's got a song coming out with Run DMC. Up and comer. He's been on American Idol. Go check him out. Of course, we got the ever popular, ever crazy motherfucker, Star Daddy. The Star Daddy. Check him out.
Yeah.
Nola Star, Freak Show, and Circus Performer. She's fucking amazing. She can do sword swallowing.
Hell yeah.
She swallows lots of things. she swallows fire.
Okay.
No, she's badass. This woman, and she's hot as fuck, so you can't, you know, it's a triple win. We got Mortis the Devil's Reject. Check him out. His music is being featured in horror movies everywhere. Possibly a new James Balsamo film, or who knows. You know James Balsamo, don't you, Derek? Anyway, we got Mortis the Devil's Reject.
I was going to say, in which way are you referring?
Oh, no. We're totally talking about you in his movies. And, of course, actress Lillian Sin, who's also been in movies with Derek Webb. And it's fancy. Ooh. Fancy. Lillian Sin.
Yeah.
If you don't know her, you should know her, damn it. It's Lillian Sin. Actress.
No, I didn't.
She was at Phoenix Comic Con or something like that. Like they had a freak show.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Freak Fest. Phoenix Freak Fest. Something like that. It was some big thing that had to do with horror and all that type of stuff. So badass. You know, check her out. Lillian Sin's amazing. She's got a lot of movies coming up. She's going to be in a movie very soon. Coming up with James Earl Jones. Michael Madsen, Nicolas Cage, and many other big names that are going to be in this movie. And then, of course, I think she just landed another big role. So check her out. Huge star on the rise, including Derek Webb. Also, Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. We got the Borderline Radio Show. Of course, I just spoke with Carol Dyack today. It's with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. They just added a pianist to their show, so it's going to be very nice. I like it. They're the best in trap, EDM, and pop type music. And so really great show. They're very, very popular. They just got a new studio that they started broadcasting out of. And they're in Italy, so that's why we say we're from around the world. So we have Cleaver from Chile, and we have Italy with our Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine with the Borderline Radio Show. Check them out on our Get Real Global Radio, KGRL, channel on Spreaker. You can listen to episodes of their show on there. And then, of course, we got Burn the Ships. Shout out to them. And they're going through a rough time right now. So our prayers go out to Shyler Staver and his whole family and daughter. Not going to talk about it. We're going to miss you, Felicia Staver. His beautiful wife of several years. Sorry. Cry on the radio, but she's a good friend. And
everybody understands.
She has a heart condition. She had a heart condition, and things happen. And such is life.
God bless.
Right? God bless. Damn it, I hate that. I'm such a fucking emotional person. I cry in the goddamn air. I'm such a bitch. Anyway.
And she swears like a fucking sailor.
I'm a bitch that smokes pot, drinks.
And swears like a
fucking sailor. I'm from Maine. Aussie Train, our female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute. Of course, Jane's Addicted, our female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. And, of course, Buffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke. Check him out. Amazing freak show performer. He does a lot of different... He's really talented. And then, of course, Lucas Humphrey, who is... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're working on it. I'm booking so many people, including... Goddamn, all the Sony people. I'm getting Sony people left and right. I just booked two and an, almost another one so far. So no, I've just booked three. Booked three Sony people. So it's getting crazy, everybody. In case you didn't know, you hadn't seen my Facebook page, I'm now A&R and booking agent for Sony Music Entertainment. Rock on.
Oh, good for you.
Congrats.
Thank you. So hopefully now that means I can get fucking sponsors.
Yeah, right.
Advertisers for my radio show. So, any of you condom companies?
Yes.
Alcohol. Right. I don't use condoms. I don't need to. I've gone through menopause, so we're good with that. And I have a steady partner. His name is the Muse.
Yay!
And by the way, did I also say we're Jenny and the Muse?
How y'all doing?
Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. Of course, our crazy sidekick co-hosts. We got Chyna Myers, author from Pennsylvania, on the air with us right now. And also Derek Webb, actor, producer, and radio show host from New Hampshire. He fucking sucks! I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't know him. He's from New Hampshire. Derek's fucking awesome. And then of course somewhere in a corner, or I don't know where, is Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles. She's silent somewhere in the world. We don't know where, but she's silent.
I love that. I gotta meet her.
Yeah, she's pretty badass.
T's cool people.
T Dog, was it T Dog, T Dog Aruni. My ride or die, aka the Blesbian.
Right.
And if you can't figure that out, that means black lesbian. Anyway, I deemed her that.
Yeah, she's came a long way.
Oh, yes, we love her. Yeah. She's badass. That woman works two fucking jobs. Like she grinds. She grinds.
Very nice.
Fuck yeah. All right. So we have in the studio with us today the incredible, amazing, phenomenal High Priestess Don Marlowe.
But I'm not high right now.
Well, we're gonna fix that after the show.
Yeah.
I have a vape pen in the car, and I know how to use it.
Yeah. I know. And I have borne witness to this.
Oh,
before.
Wait, that's right. You and I have smoked. We have nice. Shh. Lots of weed. So, marijuana dispensaries, condom companies,
yes, exactly.
Alcohol companies.
Her. Then.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'd even take disgusting tobacco money. I know they make lots of money, so I'd be okay
with
that.
We can take their money and
I'll take their money and use it for good.
Right.
I'll use it for good.
I'll use it for bad.
I love it. Okay, I'll smoke and drink. But at the same time, I'm going to put on phenomenal concerts in the L.A. area with my money.
Right. Grab me a beer.
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer when I go to New Hampshire.
Several.
Well, I won't be too far from you very soon.
I know. I'm
and China, be prepared for me to stop by on your doorstep. Pennsylvania's on the way to Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So we have Don Marlowe, and we want people to know more about you and what it is that you do. I know you do some really crazy stuff like tarot cards, and do you do crystal balls?
Yes, I do crystal balls. But that's another show. Wait a second.
I've done lots of crystal, and it came in balls.
No, not those kind of crystal balls.
Sorry.
So, okay, you just want me to kind of give you
every now and then, a little meth doesn't hurt anybody.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Am I fuck out your teeth? No, I was kidding. I didn't get that from tea. I got that from horrible hygiene. No, I was kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
God.
I'm fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you.
I think I'm silent now.
Old age and bad family. I don't know. Genes? I don't know.
So,
okay, I got a question for Don.
Sure.
Okay. Oh,
sure.
Yes. Here, let's turn her up a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Explain to our listeners what Wicca is.
So, Wicca, the definition of Wicca is the study of the wise. And so Wicca, okay, you don't have to be Wiccan to actually practice witchcraft. Anybody can practice witchcraft. So Wicca basically Wicca or witchcraft is the study of the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit.
Mm.
It's also connecting to nature. It's using herbs and what is natural to do healing.
Holistic.
Yeah. When I took dedication and initiation, there were a whole bunch of things that I had to go through as far as like what I needed to learn to practice.
Okay.
So it's a study of a lot of different things that kind of come together for a magical practice. It's like you gather your magical tools.
Right.
And I'm an alternative minister as well. So I can do regular weddings and I can do, you know, funerals and stuff like that as well.
Okay.
I have been practicing for almost 30 years.
Okay.
And so I am an initiated priestess. I am affiliated with Reclaiming, which is reclaiming.org.
Okay.
right now, I'm happy or kind of not happy to say that I'm back at the Psychic Eye. So you can find me at the Psychic Eye in Sherman Oaks.
I've worked
there for many, many years. I also practice on my own.
And where's the Psychic Eye located?
I know it's
in Sherman Oaks, but...
The Psychic Eye is located at 13435 Ventura Boulevard.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. You want people to know so people will go down and see you, pay you.
That's a big number.
People to come down and see you, pay you, be like, hey, I want a reading. You
know. But I also want people to contact me through my Instagram or my Facebook.
Aside
from that, because there's a lot of things that we're not doing at the Psychic Eye
now. Got you.
So, you know, you're not going to go in and get like a Reiki healing or an energy healing or anything to do with stones or any real rituals or any real hands-on classes.
What do you do at the Psychic Eye in the sense of like...
What am I?
Yeah, what is your, what do you do?
So, generally speaking, every day at the Psychic Eye, I'm reading Tarot.
Is that how you pronounce it? Tarot?
You could say it however
I always wondered.
Well, I say Tarot.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Tomato.
Right.
And so if people want something different, like if you want me to bring in coffee and do coffee grounds, if you want me to bring in tea and do tea leaves, if you want me to do crystal ball and a few things like that, you need to give me a heads up because I used to carry all that stuff with me every single day.
Right.
And it's heavy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really heavy.
I bet it is.
Talk about a workout, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm there.
Now,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. Are you Reiki 1, 2, or 3? Because I'm Reiki 2. What are you?
So I don't do Reiki. I do some hands-on healing with actually with my crystal ball and with crystals. I can do aura readings and energy sensing and do some. I know Reiki does involve helping to raise energy and remove obstacles and blocks, but I can do that in a few different ways as well. I offer trance meditation, which is a deep meditation so that you can start to actually kind of work on things at a deeper spiritual level.
I need that.
Yeah. So I offer that kind of thing
as
well.
I need that type of shit.
I do house like cleansings and I do spell kits and I would come out to somebody's building and I would bless it or I would, you know, do what I needed to do to like balance it out.
I feel like I'm off. Like there's times where I really feel like I know I'm fucking crazy, okay? I'm bipolar have a bunch of shit, you know, anxiety and whatever. But it's, you know, it's neither here nor there. But I really sometimes I feel off, like I don't know how you like your chakras, your soul needs a cleansing, something. Yeah. Like I've just gone through so much in the last 8-9 years or so. I just feel like I have this weight on me. Like it needs to go.
Well, I can say that grief and things like that will stick in there for a real long time, you know, and they can become the block.
Yeah, she's had a lot of trauma in her life.
So, I would assume, now I'm no doctor, I do readings and stuff and I do some health readings and I do pretty well, but I'm not supposed to do that.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not a doctor. At some point I could talk to you or do some trance stuff with you or do something like that if you want it.
That sounds cool. I love tarot.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, sure. Go for it, Derek.
Sure. Okay. By the way, what you do is a very intriguing field. I appreciate what you do. It's very interesting. And I was just curious, can you actually do anything as far as this is going to maybe sound a little on the morbid side, I guess.
Yeah.
So excuse me for this, but can you actually predict or see anything as far as like maybe if people's on like people's passings or death or can you predict someone's time to?
Yeah, sometimes. So look, doing mediumship is a lot different than just reading the tarot.
Okay.
And you know, for me, if I could see ghosts and hear spirits all the time, I'd be fucking nut job.
Oh, me too. So, yeah, totally.
So yes, I can. Yes, I can do that. And yes, there are ways of doing that. It has been kind of trippy. I've had more in the last week. I have had more people who want to talk about death and people who are sick. Now, if they start out conversations with somebody's in hospice or they're already diagnosed and I take a look, we're going to have a conversation because they brought it up themselves. So yes, I do look at that.
Right.
But as far as like just blurting out some bullshit like you're going to die, you know, and blah,
like
blah, blah.
I am not going to do that. Yeah, it's not about that. Yeah.
Huh?
This sounds weird, but I think I'm considered like a physical therapist, but not a physical therapist like the traditional one. I can actually look at people and tell if they're sick and what they have. I used to work for a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Short story. Worked for a chiropractor, and this guy came in, and he wanted to get a massage. And when he lay down, when he looked at me in my eyes, I felt like he had cancer. And then when I touched him, I thought, oh, my God, this guy has cancer.
Mm.
So I immediately said, and I've done this. I've been doing this for like 30 years now. No shit.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I immediately told him, could he get up and put his clothes on? Because I'm a licensed massage therapist. So if you massage someone who has cancer, you can spread it. So I asked him if he could get up and put his clothes on. So I went immediately to my boss, who was the chiropractor, and I said to him, don't think I'm crazy, but I think this guy has cancer, and I'm not going to massage him. So the guy was like, oh, really? Now, this doctor knew me, and he believed me.
Okay.
And he called the guy into his office, and the guy came in, and he said, do you have cancer? And the guy said, yeah, I just got diagnosed today.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. Damn.
That's not the first time it happened. So what do you call that?
Well,
is my question to you, Don, because I've done it many, many times.
Well, that's really a serious.
Is that an empath? Yeah,
because you're picking up on emotions and feelings.
Yeah,
and yes, you are picking up on some physical sickness or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that also has to do with being an empath. Now, some people might tell you you're clairvoyant, you're clairaudient, you're clairsentient, you're any of these clairs, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Which could all be that you are an empath,
right? Yeah, I've had that since I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
I drowned and died when I was 11. And ever since then, I've had this weird fucking ability. Like, I started right after I drowned. I came back, and I don't remember any of it, but that would have been cool if I had. But I started having dreams for, like, 2 years that my mother was going to die. And every time it was, like, something weird. Like, she had cancer, she had some disease, she had a car accident, a plane crash, whatever. It was, like, a different dream all the time. It wasn't, like, every night, but it was, like, a recurring dream for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, she came out of the bedroom, and she said, or she came out of the bathroom, and she said, I don't feel well. And then she just, like, she started gushing blood from down there and then passed out.
What?
And then my father had to rush her to the emergency room, the hospital. And she had been being treated for years, and the doctor kept telling her, she had like, oh, you have a kidney infection. You have a urinary tract infection. You have a bladder infection. Kept treating her for that shit. The whole time she had fucking cervical cancer. The hospital caught it, but by then she was already in stage 3B. They said you have 6 months you had 6 months to a year to live. You might want to get your affairs in order. So she packed up the family and we moved back to Maine so she could be with her family.
Wow.
And that's where she passed away 7 months later. When they said 6 months to a year, they weren't shitting you. 7 months, you know what I'm saying? But I had it constantly, and I kept having dreams from the time I was 15 on that I was going to get in a horrible car crash and almost die. When I was 18, I got into a horrible car crash and almost died. Ever since I was 11, I just had this my whole life. It only had to do with me or somebody that surrounds me. And I can sense evil. When somebody evil is around me, my stomach twists and turns and gets all horrible. I'm a huge empath. I already know I'm an empath, but I don't know what the other is.
Precognitive.
Is that what it is?
Well, her things were precognitive. And
it's fucking weird.
The dreams were precognitive.
But I have it during the daytime, too, during the waking hours. I went to get in my car back. It was like 2010, I think. I went to get in my car. I was working at McDonald's. It was late at night, like 8 o'clock, 8:30. Went to get in my car, and all of a sudden, I'm standing there, and I get pulled out of my body, like I went, like my soul or something, like sucked out of my body, went into the future. I saw myself hit a deer, and then all of a sudden, it's like I had an out-of-body experience, and then all of a sudden, I sucked back into my body, and it felt very draining, like energy draining, and all of a sudden, 8 minutes later, I hit a fucking deer.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm not shitting you. I've had this my whole life, and it's gotten stronger and stronger the older I've gotten, and I have more waking shit now than I ever did before. I don't know if it's maybe I'm more in tune now with me and myself and my whatever. I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's been freaking me out for years.
I have dreams that come true.
That's what I'm saying. So
precognitive.
It's fucking weird. That's what I'm saying. So like
they're predictive.
It's creepy.
My wife is scaring me.
I can't predict something like, I saw 9/11 happen. I mean, come on. It only has to do with me or something that surrounds me. It's nothing to do with.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really creepy. I can't help it. I've had a really bad foreboding feeling since last week. Well, I don't know what it is. It's like my stomach keeps fucking like twisting up. Like I know there's something that's going to happen, and I don't know what.
Well, all I can
freaking me out.
Well, maybe something will happen, but maybe it's also about this month. I mean, this month is all about.
Okay, so what were you talking about? I heard you saying something about something in retrograde or something. So explain to us more about what you were talking about.
So, as we move through the seasons, right? Each season has a something that we should do, right? Something that we should be doing, whether it be canning and storing things to put away for the future,
right?
Fucking like rabbits so that we can procreate,
right?
You know, whatever the hell it is, right?
So in Maine, it's the winter.
so as we moved into October, two things happened. So, of course, October is the time of death. It's not only Halloween, but it's Samhain, right?
Okay.
And it's also moving into the Day of the Dead. Now, this, of course, is a time when we honor the dead, right? But the thing about it, too, is that the veil gets really thin between the worlds.
Right.
And so you will have more visitation.
I do every October. It's fucking weird.
More people, like real people or real things from the past coming back.
Wow.
And part of the reason that you have it during October is so spirit or God or whatever the hell you believe in wants you to get rid of what no longer is necessary. So those things that don't serve you anymore that come back, like that old boyfriend that just won't fucking leave you alone and he's a total jackass or whatever. Right. It's like, okay, so here he comes again. What are you going to do about it?
Fuck off.
So now you bury it. Now you bury it and you've made space inside of yourself and around you.
Right.
Now it's also time, of course, to honor the dead, to truly make connection with the dead.
Right.
And then we got a double whammy. Now, we just went out of Mercury retrograde, which was on the 18th.
Right.
So during a Mercury retrograde, you do have all of these problems come up with communication, with electricity, with anything that has to do that's moving, trips, your car, your phone, all of that. But what it also does is it, too, brings back the past. It's like everything goes,
okay, gotcha.
Now let's let someone or something come back in and see if it has what it needs to regenerate and move forward.
Okay.
And the biggest part about all of that is letting go of shit early.
Right.
And making your, you know how we make a New Year's resolution and it never fucking sticks?
Of course, nobody ever fucking does it.
Because they should have been doing the work before New Year's. And
you're right.
Now is the time of death,
right?
And then we move into the time of growing.
Okay.
You know, the sun is growing, S-U-N, S-O-N.
Right.
And at Yule, it's the birth of the sun, right? So you should have already had your idea or your thing or whatever it is that you were going to want to create for next year sort of going.
Right.
At least written down, at least in the forefront of your mind.
Right.
So that you could actually change next year, because who the fuck wants to repeat last year?
Fuck no.
Yeah, really.
I'm writing my book series right now.
And now I feel like Derek Webb.
I'm working on my book series right now, and also you know, a bunch of other things that I have in the works. So I'm hoping some of that. Two cover bands, and I'm writing some songs. So I'm just saying, like, this is the time to, like, get on some shit.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Yeah.
And if you haven't made a plan yet, or you haven't let that thing go, try to do it before the end of October, or right at the end of October.
Okay.
Because it's going to serve you much better as you move through the next year.
Right.
So basically you're saying, let go of negative things and look positive on the future. Is that what you're saying?
In the smallest words possible.
Yeah,
yes.
The basic concept.
But I'd
out there that are probably thinking, what the hell are they talking about?
But I'd also have to.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
But I'd also have to say that it's also a period of time for you to. Like, if there was something that was unfinished.
Right.
Or something that you had started and you kept neglecting it.
Yes.
And you needed to do it.
Yes.
That this is the time for you to actually pick it back up.
Yeah. I've been feeling a pull towards that. I've been feeling a real strong pull towards doing that. Like I have a short span of time and I need to get it done. I need to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that. Yeah. Pull. Yeah.
Same here.
So I see you have tarot cards with you.
I do.
That's I love tarot cards. I've done a lot of tarot card readings. I'm really good at it. I don't know. It's really weird.
Well, that's good.
But I want to see a pro in I want to see a pro in action.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Sure.
Would some people say that card readings are against God? Or how would you answer that? Are they against God?
So I would say this. First of all, I read all kinds of people. I read Buddhists, Catholics, Christians, other witches.
Right.
I mean, every denomination of religion, I read.
Right.
Now, is it against God? Well, I think that there are certain religions that believe that you shouldn't know something, and that would make it against God.
Suffer a witch to live.
But I can tell you this as well. Just I know this for sure. Hey, you know the Pope?
Yeah.
He has a papal deck.
Like, oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He uses it.
Dude, if the Pope has a deck of cards, then it must not be that bad.
Right? And think about it. Most people in another lifetime a long time ago, and maybe they still have it now, like big groups of people or businesses or government or places where they have kings and queens and da-da-da, always had an advisor. Always had an astrologer.
No, that's true.
Always had some kind of whacked out mystic.
That's true.
That was helping him.
Yeah, that's very true.
So it's been around forever.
Along with their little canister of cocaine. Yeah, they did.
What's wrong with a little canister of cocaine?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. What? Who hasn't done? Who here hasn't done a canister of cocaine at one point or another?
How big is a canister?
I've done at least a canister of cocaine in my lifetime.
I've never done cocaine.
Oh, that's very true. He has never done cocaine.
No.
It's a great song by Eric Clapton. Anyway, go for it.
Who's
going to get read? Can you read us? I'm so far away.
Yeah, no, I do it on the phone.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I like that.
I do what, you know.
Okay, she wants to be read.
So
it's China Myers.
So there is a process, so I want you to just listen to me for a moment, okay?
Yes, everybody block out. Just listen to her.
This is the kind of stuff that I say to people when they first call. So first of all, I don't know forever. So you're not going to get me to answer forever. I will look out as far as 2 years. If you ask me to talk about time frame, I'm going to talk this way. 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. Why? Because I find that when I talk like that, I'm usually pretty right. So the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle. You're going to think about your subject or your question. When you're ready with your subject or your question, you're going to tell me to stop, and I am. When I stop shuffling and you ask your question, the first thing that happens very quickly is I take 5 cards out. From those 5 cards, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. I'm testing what's on the table because I don't think I can read everybody. So if you answer yes to those questions, we've obviously connected. If you answer no, I'm going to reshuffle one more time. And when you answered those no questions, you gave me information. So I want that information to come out because we have some place to move from. If not, I got nothing to go on.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to start shuffling. You just tell me when and you think of your subject, okay?
Okay. Don't say it. Just think of it.
Yeah, now think of it.
Yes.
And whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, what's the question?
Will my daughter and I become closer?
Is anybody an air sign?
She's born March 29th.
No, she's Aries. Okay. And what are you?
I'm a Gemini, June 2nd.
Okay. So I don't know forever, okay? It says no right now, but you could be headed for some sort of breakthrough. Now, it looks like whether the problems or the whatever the complications are, it looks like it may involve a male. And so if there is, not that you're not a problem or that she's not a problem, but it looks like the problem can either be a male. It can talk about needing to travel. And I really think that she's probably not easy to deal with. It also says that the communication is... So I would think that this says not a lot of communication, or there's some sort of communication problem. Is any of this true?
You're right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I gave you a time frame of when the breakthrough could possibly be, okay, and it may come through a male, like maybe there's an intervention or there's somebody else who's like, you know, a third party or something like that. 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months by July.
Oh, okay. Okay. That might be her cousin, because her cousin is always trying to tell her, get a grip, you know?
Right.
I see that.
Oh, wow.
Well, does she not need counseling?
She won't get it. She won't get it, but she does.
Okay, because that would be really, really helpful. The first card out is called, it's called the Knower. It's also Einstein. It's also somebody who knows more, you know, somebody that you can counsel with. And that's the one, that's the reason why I talked about an air sign first. So that if there was any willingness there, and or it looks like there could be an intervention by, like I said, a male person, yes.
What months constitute an air sign, or what?
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
I always talk about Aquarius with this particular sign, with this one. Are you Aquarius?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Both me and both my sisters.
Okay.
All three of us are Aquarius. Really creepy.
And then, wow. Then the air, you know, I'd have to go through, I think it's Libra. I'd have to go through the whole horoscope to name them out.
Okay, so there's certain air signs, and when there's water and fire,
air,
and
fire, water, earth.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Did you have something else you wanted to ask?
Let me think. Will my book be made into a movie? Can you ask something so specific as that?
Sure.
Right.
Oh, production. I'm going to answer this to you.
Yeah? I see some good looks on Don's face right
Buck,
now.
You got some big fucking cards. Let me just say this. Transformation and change.
What?
Transformation and change. So that either says, you know, almost getting to the end, and yes, there can be a change. Then the Magician, which is focus forward. Production, producing... Netflix, Hulu, some sort of internet deal, podcast, production.
China, let's send this to Netflix.
What?
Balance.
We have something we're working on.
Giving birth to your baby.
Okay. Like a
next
piece of work.
Look. How long has your book been published?
My book has been published since 2019, but I've been trying to get it into a movie for about 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's funny you said that, because a producer actually messaged me on LinkedIn about making it into a movie.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if he's a big deal or not, but...
Well, it's already... regardless of if he's a big deal or not, the energy is already out there and starting.
Nice.
And so look, it's building strength. You will not be disappointed. The seeds have been planted. Oh. It's growing.
Mm.
So I'm going to say this to you, since you admitted to being somewhat spiritual or having a spiritual nature.
Very.
Okay.
Very spiritual.
Okay, so look. Make that altar or create that collage that, you know, shows what, like when I talk to people about doing sacred art, one thing that we can all do is create collage.
Uh-huh.
And if you can start to build something and start to see clearly from that, and it becomes like a, what's that board called?
A vision board.
A vision board.
Yeah, yeah.
That you will see that shit really fucking manifest.
I was just about to ask you, is it like a vision board?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You will
I was thinking about doing one, but because my ex-co-host Stephanie used to do it.
How do I do a vision board,
Jen? Like a collage. So yeah. Magazines, newspapers, things that you find. So like if I wanted to build, I'm going to be funny right now, right?
Right.
If I wanted to build the perfect man, right? So I would have my paper, and I'd be cutting out things that I love. I love long hair.
Right.
I love drummers.
Right.
I love rock and roll.
Right.
I love trust. Right. You know, I want intimacy. I want pictures of where I want to go and what I want to do.
So you're manifesting what it is you want. You're putting it out into the universe, and it's going to, like...
Just to fortify it, because I think it's already going. Right. Says you're going to give birth to your baby.
Ooh, China.
So, and I don't think you're actually going to have a birth. So
she's like, what?
No, she's a little older for that.
I said
older.
Anyways, I'm
58.
You don't look it, sweetie. Oh, no. You look like you're 40.
The baby would be she looks
no,
it's your baby, meaning
your piece of work.
What's wrong with another one?
Your piece of work. 50. Yeah, no,
whatever.
No. I'm 48. I'm all set. Menopause.
so does Derek want to ask me something?
Yes, Derek. Okay, well, we only have like 3 minutes, really. I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe we don't then. Okay, so let me just say this real quickly.
Yes.
Hey, you can find me on Facebook.
Exactly. I was just
you can find me on Facebook.
I was just about to ask you that. Where can people find you?
That's because I'm psychic.
Yes. You already knew I was going to ask. You've seen my shows.
She's like,
I knew
you were going to do that.
You knew. Damn it. Okay.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook. It's Dawn Marlone, Marlone. That's not my real name. You can also find me on Instagram at Marlo5523. The Psychic Eye, you can 13435 Ventura Boulevard, 818-906-8263.
Go find her. Nice. Go in if you need to buy some. No? Okay.
I make all kinds of.
Come on, you don't sell that anymore?
No, I do. I grow a lot of herbs. I make tinctures. I make candies. I make cookies. I make can of sugar.
I
do all kinds of crazy things. On top of it.
Do you
make anything for the healthy guy, like bananas and herbs, you know?
Yeah. When I talked recently about being on a Delta flight, and eating a whole cookie, and I said I shouldn't eat the whole cookie because I had a panic attack midair. It was edible.
I told her not to.
This is the woman I was talking about. Anyway, we want to thank Dawn Marlone for being on the radio show today. Wiccan Priestess, we love you very much.
Thank you
so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Dawn.
Thank you to the Muse for being, putting up with me. Thank you so much to author China Myers from Pennsylvania. And thank you also to our my little brother, Derek Webb, actor, producer, fitness trainer, and... he does everything health. We're going to win the world over on health eventually. We're going to have his supplements out there and a clothing line and food stuff and all that shit.
Yeah.
Shakes, whatever.
It's coming.
He's going to be the next Jenny Craig for men. I'm just kidding.
That's Lenny Craig.
The next Lenny Craig.
I could try it out, but I don't know.
Anyway, good point. Lenny Craig. Anyway, thank you all.
Thank you, Richard Simmons.
Yes, thank you, Richard Simmons. That's another story JJ will tell another time. He has a Richard Simmons story, but we can't go there right now because we only have a few seconds left to go. Anyway, this has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Sony Music Entertainment, Sirius XM, Spotify. You can find us everywhere. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk and we'll pop the fuck up. Anywho, next time we're back with Ron Apria. He is a saxophonist and he has a book out and amazing African-American artist, and really need to check him out. He's on Instagram. He's on LinkedIn. He's everywhere. Amazing saxophonist. Incredible music. Go check him out. APREA. Ron Apria. Next week on Jenny's World Talking the Block. Don't forget, be back next week with us. We'll see you then. And don't forget to stay tuned to 6 p.m. Those nutty, wacky mofos from the Mentality Show. Check them out. 6 o'clock. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, guys.